Chapter 32. "We need to talk," Harley growled. Tasha cringed and set down her coffee. "I didn't think you were awake yet. I'm just having my first cup. Come on, sit down." Harley jogged down the steps leading to the back porch. It was nearly 78 degrees in the room, despite the chilly air hovering around 45 degrees outside. The clear plastic sheeting they'd stapled over the walls and windows kept the room moist and warm. Under Amara's careful care, the greenhouse was thriving. Harley crossed the room and sat in the bamboo chair next to her. Tasha knew the woman was nervous about the conversation. She kept folding and unfolding her hands, refusing to meet Tasha's quizzical gaze.
"Well, we've been at the homestead for almost 4 days now. I know you said you needed a week to get this place up and running, but the more projects that get started, the more I worry I'm going to end up having to leave on my own," Harley blurted out.
"Hey, now I would never make you do that."
"Not make me, but I'm not waiting around here forever. I know you're happy to be back and all, but my parents have got to be worried sick. I don't even know if they made it or not. What if they cross back to try to find me in New York?"
"Harley, come on now. After everything you've told me about your parents, do you really think they would do that?"
She frowned and shook her head. "No, but I need to get out of here, Tasha. This is your home, not mine. I need to be with my own people. I know you don't want to leave with Harris here, but maybe it's time to trust him a bit."
Tasha snorted. "Really? You'd be comfortable with that? Little Tar and Pops defending themselves against that asshole?"
"You're letting that asshole live on your farm," Harley snapped. "You're the one making it so that people have to look over their shoulders and question if they are safe around here. I know this isn't what you want to hear, but that man is trouble. He needs to go. It's either him or me."
Tasha was blown away by the woman's statement. She knew Harley had been upset the last few days over not being able to immediately push on to her aunt's homestead in Missouri. But there was still more to be done. Before Tasha could reply, though, she heard Hot Dog's familiar growl outside the greenhouse. She let him out just moments before to do his usual morning routine. But now, something alerted him to a pending danger. What made her jump from her seat was the direction he was pointing as he alerted. It wasn't down the driveway at the apartment like usual. Instead, it came from the long, narrow road leading right to their front gates. Immediately, she exchanged a knowing look with Harley, and both women jumped to their feet. She didn't need to tell Harley what to do next. Right away, she disappeared into the house, reappearing seconds later with a loaded shotgun that she quickly handed over to Tasha. Harley stayed behind her as she pulled on her coat and carefully crept to the side door. Three people were walking down the road, though the one in the middle was obviously not well. With a man on one side and a woman on the other holding him up, he looked like he was barely alive. She couldn't make out their faces, but instinct told her not to trust anyone coming down the road. Hot Dog's reaction could have simply been because they were strangers, but she wasn't going to risk anything. "Stay here. Keep Hot Dog with you. I'll be back in just a second," Tasha whispered to Harley.
"Are you sure about that? Don't you think it would be better if you walked out there with a show of force?"
Tasha shook her head. "No, I don't want them to know how many of us are here, or that we're well prepared. I'm going to see what they want, and then I'll be right back." She knew Harley didn't like her answer, but it wasn't going to change. Tasha wouldn't risk anyone's life but her own. If the group turned out to be friendly, she would have no problem helping them out. As it was, though, Tasha didn't trust anyone anymore. Still, she knew the road was the only one in and out of the village. Whoever they were, if they weren't local, must have come from the forest. Tasha waited by the gate as the group approached. Suddenly, recognition dawned on her as her stomach started to churn. The man helping to carry the wounded fellow in the middle was the same guy Amara had pointed out to her the day before. She remembered correctly, his name was Connor, and he was nothing but bad news. Her eyes darted to the man in the middle. The closer they got, the more she realized just how much his life was on the line. She could see a trail of blood running down his leg. While she knew he was alive from the way he tried to glance up at her, it didn't look good. There was barely any color in his face. The man had obviously lost a considerable amount of blood. When the group was roughly 10 feet from the gate, Tasha held up her hand for them to stop. "That's far enough," Tasha said. "This is private property. I'm afraid you folks are going to have to keep moving."
"Please," the woman begged. "Our friend got shot by some jackass out hunting near our campsite. He needs help, or he's going to die. Please don't send us away."
Tasha hesitated for a split second when the door to the house opened and Elijah burst out onto the front porch. He took in the situation at the gate and quickly raced to where Tasha stood. His eyes fell on the man in the middle, groaning and barely alive as a pool of blood gathered on the frozen ground where they waited. She heard Elijah curse under his breath before he shot ahead of her to open the gate.
"Pops, what are you doing?" Tasha hissed. "Can't you see this man is dying?" Elijah asked. "I don't care who they are. We don't get to pass judgment on who lives and who dies around here, Tasha. Now let's get him into the house and see if we can keep him alive."
As much as she wanted to argue with him, there wasn't time before he was pulling back the gate and letting the strangers in. She heard mumbling behind her and turned to see the girls and the dog watching the events unfold from the front porch. Glancing back at the group, Tasha saw Connor's eyes flicker to Harley. She despised the way they lingered on her young friend and quickly cocked her gun to draw the man's attention back to her. His eyes landed on her, cold and dead, as he gave her a fleeting grin. Her stomach rolled. No matter what he had done in the past, or the changed man he was pretending to be, Connor was a monster and Tasha knew it. Unfortunately, she also understood she wasn't going to talk her godfather out of taking in the wounded man. She watched Elijah go to the guy in the middle and lift up his shirt. She turned her attention to the woman who had spoken earlier. There was something vaguely familiar about her features, though Tasha knew she had never met her before. Had their paths crossed before, Tasha would have remembered.
"Pops, I really don't think this is a good idea," Tasha muttered.
She kept her gun leveled at Connor. Elijah glanced back at her before returning his attention to the wounded man. The look he gave was clear, one she had only seen a handful of times in all the years they had known each other. Elijah wasn't going to back down on the matter. He was determined to save the man's life, and there was nothing she could do to stop it. All Tasha could hope was that his generous heart didn't end up getting them all killed.
"We don't have time to argue about this. Now help me get him inside or go start digging a grave and making peace with not helping,"
Elijah growled back to her. Knowing there was nothing she could do, Tasha moved forward to help take some of the weight off the others and bring the man into the house. While she had no intentions of letting them stay or letting down her guard, she knew her godfather was right. It wasn't their place to make life and death judgment calls.